Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, first impressions. Are you dealing with social anxiety? We're going to help you find your confidence. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, first impressions. We're talking about social anxiety in particular, but anxiety really in general. So are you dealing with those feelings of anxiety? A lot of people are these days, especially.
Yeah.
If you're struggling with worry, or in particular, if you worry about your relationships or beat yourself up for things you may have said or done when you're around other people, find it hard letting go of mistakes or replaying situations over and over, worrying about the things you might have done wrong. We want to help you find your peace and your confidence. Give us a call at 877-573-7825, and we'll help you let up on yourself a little bit and start to enjoy life and relationships as God intends you to. 877-573-7825.
Well, I also want to add that if you have a child who's going through this, this is, you talk about pandemics, this is pandemic, especially right now, that the awkwardness, the anxiety, you know, every child, every middle schooler and high schooler, especially middle schoolers, have always sort of had a bit of this. It's unbelievable now. Like, just that we know a lot of teenagers right now, and almost all of them are going through this to some degree or another, and it's been made worse by a lot of things. It's been made worse by the fact that, you know, kids don't know if they can trust going into situations. They feel uncomfortable about it. They've got constant social media presence. A huge phenomenon right now is that kids have been going to school virtually, and it's freaking them out if they have to keep their cameras on and watch themselves all day long, and they become very self-critical, and they're worried what everybody else is thinking. So whether this is something you're going through or something a child or another adult that you love is going through, and you're seeing that it's limiting life in some way. You or they aren't getting the joy out of life that they should get. You're not feeling right. You don't feel like you're part of that community of God's family and love because you're too anxiety-ridden or you're struggling with worry. You just can't enjoy it all. If that's happening to you in any way, shape, or form, if you're dealing with any kind of anxiety, we are here for you today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
We're going to be sharing a lot of insights throughout the course of the program to help you combat anxiety in all of its forms, in particular social anxiety. But one tip that we thought we'd kick off the program with was the result of a study done by Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh.
Right around the corner from us.
That's right. And they found that people who are experiencing social anxiety could be taught to eliminate feelings of embarrassment in socially awkward situations by seeing themselves as observers rather than participants in the situation. So let me describe how that works, okay? So imagine that you're feeling awkward or anxious in a particular situation. What's happening there is that you're kind of what's called associating into that experience too much. In other words, you're becoming so aware of your feelings that you can't take in all the other information around you. Mm. But somebody who doesn't have that kind of anxiety has a tendency to be able to almost step out, and it's as if they were looking at themselves in the situation. So they see themselves, they see the people around them, they see the environment, and they're aware of their feelings too. But they have that broader, big picture perspective. Folks who can tend to get caught up in anxiety in general, social anxiety in particular, almost get tunnel vision with regard to their emotions, where all they can feel and experience is what they're feeling in the moment. The Carnegie Mellon University study found that when those folks were taught how to just take that breath, step back, and imagine seeing themselves in the situation instead of just being caught up in the situation, the anxiety decreases significantly. So there's a little tip for you that you can take to the bank and anywhere else you have to go today. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. We're talking about anxiety in general and social anxiety in particular. Do you tend to worry, or especially about your relationships? Maybe you beat yourself up for things you may have said or done when you're around other people. You find it hard to let go of mistakes or replay situations over and over, worrying that you might have done something wrong. Maybe if it's not you, someone you love is going through this. Your kids, very common in children, a loved one. Either way, we want to help you and those you love find your confidence and the grace to experience joy in your life and all of your relationships. The number, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And I've seen in very many different social media aspects where people are talking about the fact that this is now a sudden issue for them as things begin to open up around the world. People are feeling very nervous, not in terms of disease, but in terms of, you mean, I got to go and be that person again. I've got to like talk and socialize. And I kind of started enjoying this never being with anybody. Mm. And it's ratcheting up a lot of people's anxiety, concern, not really wanting to do it. If you're feeling anything in this direction, we are here for you. 877-573-7825. And as we do every day here on More to Life, we look at how the theology of the body informs our topic of the day. And today, we can see that we often find ourselves in situations where we feel paralyzed or stuck on the spot, or not knowing what to do. The theology of the body reminds us that the first time human beings experienced this feeling was after the fall, when God was walking through the garden, and Adam and Eve were struck by their nakedness, their vulnerability, their awkwardness, and became so panicked that they couldn't think of what to do except to attempt to hide and hope that God just wouldn't notice them.
Yeah, right. And we often feel the same way, you know, when we encounter difficult, awkward, or challenging situations. We can feel alone and scared and paralyzed. Well, the answer today is the same as it was then. We've got to remember that despite our feelings, we are not alone. Even in our most broken, awkward, and vulnerable moments, God is present. He's loving us and leading us to wholeness, healing, and grace. The answer is to be not afraid, to come out of our hiding places, to cling to God, and allow Him to lead us step by step through the challenges we face and into the healing we seek. And if that sounds like a lovely idea, but you're not quite sure how to pull it off in your life, or support someone you care about in making that happen for them, we are here for you. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we acknowledge you as the source of the peace that this world cannot give. And so we bring to you all of our anxieties, all the things that worry us, all the things that make us feel stressed, especially the anxiety we feel around others. Your servant, Pope St. John Paul the Great, reminded us that building the kingdom of God means creating strong and healthy and holy relationships with the people in our lives, working to overcome the damage that sin does to our relationships with the people that you've placed around us. And yet, often, those relationships can be the source of stress and worry and anxiety. And so we come to you now, Lord, and we lay that anxiety at your feet, and we ask you to teach us how to respond both to those feelings and those people and situations where we are feeling anything but joyful or confident. And we ask you to be the peace that this world cannot give in those situations, so that we can glorify you in all we do and in all the relationships we have. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on Mortal Life, the show is titled First Impressions. As we talk about anxiety in general, social anxiety in particular, we are helping you find your confidence. But give us a call and let us know. Are you dealing with anxiety, struggling with worry? In particular, do you worry about your relationships or beat yourself up for things you might have said or done when you were around other people? Find it hard to let go of mistakes, replay situations over and over, worrying about things you might have done wrong? Let us help you find your confidence and the joy in all the relationships that you are in. A lot of the tips we're taking from today's program are drawn directly from my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. You can pick that up at CatholicCounselors.com if you're interested in more information, but stick around. You'll hear a lot of it today on the show as we take your calls at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Cindy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Illinois on the Covenant Network.
Hey, Cindy. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Right now, it's more to do with my oldest daughter's anxiety.
Okay.
She had a lot of trouble through school, Catholic high school.
How old is she now, Cindy?
She's 28.
Okay.
And so she has no friends really from school, but she has this best friend. They've been best friends since they were 3 years old. I grew up with her, this girl's aunt, when we moved to this town when they were both three. They became best friends, and they stayed best friends. We moved away, 2 hours away, when they were just about nine, and they've just remained really close, best friends, always together, everything. And here they are.
So what happened?
Adult life, they do all this. Well, I'm not really sure, except for a year and a half ago, my daughter had been dating her boyfriend a year and a half, and they included her friend in on everything and his best friend, and they just had this great relationship. And one night they're doing their group texting and trying to make plans for a football game, and they banter a lot and everything, and she took offense this night to something.
The friend took offense
okay. to my daughter's boyfriend, and has since then, even though they've overly apologized, they don't even know what she got upset about. She has what they call ghosted her, and won't respond to her text for like 2 days, and then it's short and brief, and it's very cold, and she's tried over and over again to get together. They used to get together all the time, nothing. And out of the blue, last fall, it'd been a year, she came to my daughter's town, and they spent the day together. She thought things were better, even though her friend would not discuss anything about what had happened. They had a great day, so she thought things were better. My daughter gets engaged a few months later. She wants to share it with her because they had always talked about being each other's maid of honor.
Sure.
Always, from the time they were young. And she wants to share with her, even for anybody else, She's tried and tried to make plans to, they've always had plans to get together, to ask each other, when the time came. She's refused to get together. She always says she's too busy. And so it's been, 2 months. Last week she contacts her again and says, I really want to get together. Oh, well, April's out and so is May, and she's like, and I said, honey, she's avoiding you. I don't think she wants to be your maid of honor.
Sure.
I think you need to lovingly ask her to be honest with you. And so she did. She sent a sweet text because she won't answer calls ever, you know, which is hard. They both work two jobs. They're both hard workers. And she sent her a text and lovingly asked her, said, I'm not even saying this is how you feel, but this is a feeling I'm getting that you're trying to avoid me. Mm. And, you know, that maybe you don't want to be my maid of honor anymore. But whatever it is, I want to talk to you about it. And she didn't respond for 24 hours. And then she sent her a scathing text.
Mm.
It was heartbreaking, so full of hate and nastiness, and it was just...
Was there any substance to it? I mean, I guess I'd like to understand what's the issue. Was she able to point to what the particular concern was in this scathing response?
She said, it didn't even really make sense. It said, I work two jobs, well, so is my daughter, and And I feel like we talk just as much as we ever did, which is a lie. It's not been true. You know, mm-hmm. They were together all the time, always making plans for their time off. She's, you know.
Well, just in the interest of time, so what can we help you with? Because we've got about 2 minutes before we have to go to break. So what can we do for you today?
I just don't know how to help my daughter because she was already overwhelmed with a lot of things. She has lots of anxiety and everything, and this has sent her through the roof. And she's devastated. She can't even... concentrate on the joy of planning her wedding. She doesn't even know where to go from here.
Okay. And is your daughter, you said you with a history of anxiety, is your daughter getting any kind of professional help at this point?
No.
All right.
She doesn't
so that,
even have health insurance or
Well, I mean, I think that you know, there's still ways to get connected with good mental health help. And even if you could help her or work with a counselor that accepts, you know, a sliding scale fee, I think she needs to be working toward that, right? Because, I mean, this is very sad, and I think it would be disappointing for anybody. But for her to be so devastated by this that she can't even enjoy planning her wedding, that speaks to a deeper issue with your own daughter's struggles with anxiety, and it's beyond what you can do to help her. So, I mean, on your end, you're giving her good counsel, you know, letting her, you know, text this friend and try to get it out in the open. I think she's going to have to let this friend go. I wish that wasn't the case, but, you know, relationships change as we grow. And
unfortunately, sometimes we outgrow people when we're going through different stages of life, and it sounds like her friend is kind of divesting herself of anything pre the job and the life she has right now so she can focus on that. And her response actually doesn't sound, now it could have been worse than this because, you know, we're on a time limit, but it didn't sound like she specifically pointed to anything your daughter did wrong, except she's saying, my life is chaotic and insane and I just don't have more time than this. And that's sort of part and parcel of the age group your daughter's in right now,
I mean, she certainly could have said it better.
Absolutely.
And she's not been a good friend to your daughter, which is another reason why your daughter, I think, needs to let her go. And, you know, you can certainly encourage her in that, but I do think that it's important that she seek good professional help to learn how to deal with the anxiety that she's feeling so that she can enjoy her life. I mean, you said she's been dealing with this kind of feelings for a very long time. It's time that she gets some tools. We do talk more about those kinds of tools in my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. But, you know, in asking how you can best support your daughter, you know, if your daughter called you up and said, you know, I've got cancer, you know, you wouldn't say, well, you know, I guess you just have to get muddled through on your own. I mean, this anxiety is a cancer that's stealing her joy and robbing her of her ability to even celebrate this most important milestone in her life, you know, her engagement and marriage. It's time to get her some real help to help her learn how to deal with these feelings and to grieve the loss of this friend. Thank you for the call, Cindy. If there's more we can do to support you guys through this, don't hesitate to reach out to us. You can learn more about the book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, at CatholicCounselors.com, as well as checking out other resources we do have available there. But the most important thing is just supporting her and letting this relationship go and finding the joy that does exist in her life, and also pointing her to the professional help she needs to be able to do that. We've got to go to break. When we come back, we are continuing to take your calls about dealing with anxiety, social anxiety in particular. Do you worry about your relationships, beat yourself up for things you might have said or done when you're around other people, find it hard to let go of mistakes or replay situations over and over and over, worrying about the things that you might have done wrong? Well, whether that describes you or someone you care about, we want to support you through it. Let's talk about it. 877-573-7825. More to Life. We'll continue with your calls when we come back after these messages.
There's a lot of uncertainty in the world right now. Companies have temporarily stopped hiring. Sporting events are held without fans. Even your friends are being told to keep their social distance from you. However, at Ave Maria University, we ask you to consider advancing while the world around you recedes. Gaining an online master's degree in business administration or theology can propel you forward, distinguishing you from the competition when companies again start hiring. Apply now at avemaria.edu.
This Ave Maria program is brought to you in part by the nonprofit CMF Curo.
Now is a great time to learn about CMF Curo as a pro-life Catholic healthcare option for your family. You can join anytime throughout the year. Plus, you'll experience an authentic Catholic community that cares about your health, spirit, mind, and body. Call 833-GET-CURO. That's 833-GETCURO. Or visit mycatholichealthcare.com to learn more about CMF Curo.
This Ave Maria program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
With 1 in 9 Americans struggling with hunger, Catholic Charities distributed over 70 million meals across the United States last year, along with life-changing services that empower people to move beyond poverty. Consider a donor-advised fund with Catholic Charities. Streamline your charitable giving while supporting the causes you care about. To learn more, go to ccusa.gives. That's ccusa.gives.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 10 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan cost goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're talking about anxiety today on More to Life. If you are struggling with any level of anxiety or worry, especially in your relationships, we want to help you reclaim the confidence and peace you need to enjoy your life and relationships as God intends you to. Let's talk it out, 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Ken, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio.
Hi, Ken. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have a very difficult problem. I'm mourning the loss of my wife, Anne Regis Sands. She was the president of Right to Life Lifespan in 1994 when we got together. I was a volunteer. She was the president, and we all... It worked out that we could get married in the church. So I am missing her so terribly after 27-plus years of marriage.
Of course.
And I'd like to see if there are any tips that could help me, because I'm daily at the point of tears. I'm going to get counseling, but I wonder if there are any Catholic tips of
Catholic tips. I appreciate that so much. And first of all, we're so sorry for your loss. That is such an agony. And we will definitely be adding you to our More to Life prayer list, because that is just a great, great pain.
And of course, Ken, I mean, you know, it's perfectly natural to be sad.
I know that you can help me because you're Polish, right?
Well, Slovak, but close enough, right? So let me ask you this, Ken. I mean, you know, first of all, I just want to say, in case you didn't hear this, you know, it's perfectly natural to be sad about, you know, something as devastating as the loss of your spouse. But let me ask, you know, when you say you're looking for some tips to get through the day a little bit better, what things are you doing right now? What's working best for you? You know, what's hardest for you to deal with? Give us some specifics there.
Well, I am, I am saying the rosary every day for her. We used to say the rosary every night at 8 o'clock. And I am going to Mass twice on weekends, Saturday night Mass, 4:30, and 5 o'clock Mass at a different parish, and trying to stay as close to the Lord as I can be.
How about other people in your life? Are you able to be around others at this point?
Yeah, I have 4 children. She had 4 children when we got married, and my kids have been helpful. especially my daughter and my youngest son. And my other, my stepchildren are very, very kind and very just nice to me. And they ask how I am, et cetera. And especially with the young, their youngest, her youngest daughter, Mary. And she is a teacher in...
Okay.
Okay, and I am really in need of something that I can grab onto even more to help me to
get through this. Well, let me. You know, you're doing a lot of good things, and you know, I'm glad you mentioned your children and stepchildren. I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. First of all, number one, give yourself a break, because this is a devastating loss,
Loss. It's very new, and it's been a loss during a very bizarre year where nobody supports or where they are supposed to be. So it really makes it even worse.
So that's number one. Number two, grieving is not the process of letting go. It's the process of finding ways to stay connected to the person that has passed on. And so you want to ask yourself, what are the best ways that you can stay connected to all the things your wife brought into your life? All the ways that you can remember the good things that she did and the blessing that she was to you. For different people, that's going to mean different things. Everything from small things like holding on to particular tokens of her life to becoming engaged in causes that were important to her. Ken, I'm going to ask you to stay on the line. We're going to continue giving you some suggestions when we come back from the break, but we do need to take our break right now, so please do stay on the line. We'll continue talking with you about some ways to get through this difficult period in your life. We're taking your calls, listeners, as well at 877-573-7825. Dealing with anxiety, social anxiety in particular, if you are struggling in your relationships or if you care about someone who is, let us help you. 877-573-7825.
We are in conflict with the surrounding culture. What's happened? Well, one thing that's happened is the collapse of Christendom. We can no longer count on the society surrounding us to reinforce or hold up or give sanction to some of the most basic rules by which we live. Richard John Neuhouse, before he became Father Richard John Neuhouse, in his book Naked Public Square, he pointed out that every major social reform in American history was always argued about and fought over in terms of God, Scripture, the church. And so the church and religion were the carriers of social reform. We may be at a place where that's no longer the case, given the redefinition of marriage and given the non-religious, anti-religious affiliation of leading homosexual activists.
Cresta in the Afternoon with Al Cresta, 4 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I don't think people should have negative fears of God. But I think you should get a lump in your throat. You should feel excited. Suppose I was going to take you and introduce you to the Pope or to the president of some country or something. You might get a lump in your throat. Forget it. Every day, you, I, live and move and have our being in the presence of God. These are the class of feelings we should have. And we should have them to an intense degree if we really had the sight of Almighty God. These feelings are the feelings which we shall have if we realize His presence. And in proportion as we believe that He is present, we shall have them. And not to have them is not to realize, not to believe that God is present to us.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Hi, this is Lisa Popcheck. Today's culture doesn't seem to understand the importance of fathers. And the exponential increase in children born to single mothers illustrates that. But fathers are essential to raising happy, healthy children. Here are 3 things that show us how important dads are. 1. Involved fathering is related to slower rates of problem behaviors in children, reduced teen violence, delinquency, and other problems with the law. 2. Studies show that people who remember having loving, supportive fathers have high life satisfaction and self-esteem. Finally, The most important reason fathers are essential is that when it comes to passing on our faith and values to our kids, fathers are the leaders. When mom and dad are regular churchgoers, 33% of their children will be regular churchgoers, and 41% will at least attend at some time. But if dad doesn't go to church, only 3% of children will become regulars themselves. For more information on having great fathering in your family and a great Catholic family life, visit us at moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
Today's show is titled First Impressions, as we talk about anxiety in general, but social anxiety in particular. If you're dealing with anxiety or worried about your relationships in particular, do you beat yourself up for things you might have said or done when you're around other people, or find it hard to let go of mistakes? Maybe you tend to replay situations over and over, worrying about what you might have said or done wrong. Or someone you care about is dealing with those things and you're not sure how to support them. We are here for you. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Before the break, we were talking to Ken in Plymouth, Michigan, and listening on Ave Maria Radio. Are you still with us, Ken?
I am.
Great. Thanks for hanging on. So just to recap here, you had shared with us that your wife of 27 years passed away in December of 2020, and that you've really been struggling with grief since then. You know, you have a good relationship with your kids and stepkids, and that's good, and you're very involved in your church, and you go to Mass regularly and say the rosary regularly, but you're just kind of struggling with, and you're also in counseling, you said, but you also, you're just struggling with just getting through the day, and you're pretty teary a lot of the times, and that sort of thing. Is that a fair summary?
That is a very fair summary, and I appreciate you helping me to try to get through this. I need something to grab onto on a daily basis. I mean, I say the rosary, and I go to church fairly regularly, and when I say regularly, I mean like every day.
Sure.
And pray for her at all times.
No,
and
it's good to have those spiritual resources. As I said before the break, the one thing that's important to keep in mind, and this should orient kind of everything else you do, grieving is not the process of letting go. It's the process of finding ways to stay connected in meaningful ways to the person that's passed. And so, you know, for example, I'm not saying that you need to do these things, but these are examples. You know, you mentioned that she was the president of the pro-life organization in her area, and you were involved in that. You know, one of the things that you could do is become involved again in those kinds of activities to be able to give
lean
back
into them even more,
right.
Even if you're still involved,
you know, or if there were certain things that you guys did together that were meaningful to you, maybe there was a certain restaurant or certain activities or hobbies that you guys shared, making a point of doing those things, you know, really sitting down when you're feeling sad. And you know, as Catholics, we recognize that those who sleep in Christ are in many ways more alive than we are, and so making sure that you're talking to her every day and asking for her intercession, that God would show you what to do in this next phase of your life and how to get through the day.
She's alive in Christ. You know, some people think, oh, you know, that seems odd. Well, as Catholics, we have no problem asking Our Lady to pray for us, having particular saints that we lean on as dear and trusted friends. This year we're so encouraged to, you know, ask St. Joseph for his intercession and meditate on his life and bringing his virtues into our life. The same can be said with the saints in our lives that God has blessed us with, but then has brought home. You know, all of those strengths that she has, you can ask her to pray for you and give you that strength to get through. You can ask her to pray for you, your loneliness and the pain that you're feeling. All of that can be a way to really stay connected with her. It's fine to continue to ask for her intercession.
But I want you to write down a list of things that you guys used to do together, or the things that were especially important to her. And I want you to prayerfully consider every day, especially when you're feeling that sense of loss, you know, what of those things could you do as a way of connecting with her and bringing her with you into this situation? The other thing that I want you to do, you mentioned, you know, having a good relationship with your kids and stepkids. I'd really like you to ask yourself what you can do to build relationships with people your age, and what you can do to give back in some way. What can you do to make a difference in the lives of those around you? And it doesn't necessarily mean charitable work, although that would be great.
You know, you can just look around and see people need help, and people need you. And by making a difference in their lives and asking, you know, what can I do to be a blessing to somebody today? You know, whether that's reaching out and making a phone call and just checking in on how they're doing, or you know, doing some small act of service for somebody that you care about, somebody in the parish, for example. You know, it makes a huge difference to know that God is still working in us and with us and through us to bless others, even when we're struggling and in our own grief. But finally, I want to end where I started, which is, you know, kind of ease up on yourself, Ken. This is 27 years of marriage. It's a devastating loss, and you know, hurtful things are going to hurt, and sad things are sad, and it's okay to be sad, and it's okay to be tearful. Don't beat up on yourself about that, but channel that energy into finding ways to connect with her, to connect with others. You are already staying very connected to God, and that's a beautiful thing. But make sure that you're not neglecting those ways of really building relationship with her and what she meant to you.
So truly leaning into God even more, you know, and just talking to him honestly about the pain that you're experiencing and asking him to, you know, help you see what your next step is every moment of every day, asking him to heal that, but allow you to continue to honor the love that you two had together, and giving yourself time. And I know that stinks, because when we're in pain, we want it to go away quickly. But with any horrible wound, it takes a bit of time, sometimes a very long time, to be able to begin to cope with it well.
But please do write down those things that were important to her, those things that you guys used to enjoy together, those things that those blessings that she brought into your life and others. And when you're feeling that sadness, connect with her by doing those things. Because grief is not the process of letting go. It's the process of staying connected in a meaningful way to those who have gone on to the next life. Ken, thank you so much for the call. We're adding you to our More to Life prayer list. And if there's more we can do to support you along the way, feel free to give us a call. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We're talking about anxiety today on More to Life. Especially social anxiety, and if you're struggling with worry or anxiety, especially about relationships, especially about, you know, feeling awkward or nervous about the impression that you leave with others, if you tend to kind of replay different scenes over and over again, worrying about what you said or did, let's talk about how to find the peace and the confidence you need and to enjoy the people in your life. Of course, if I'm describing someone you care about, we're here to support them too. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk with Bianca now, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Nebraska on Spirit Catholic Radio.
Hi, Bianca. What can we do for you?
Hi, good morning. I was just listening into your guys' conversation, and I kind of had something that I'm struggling with my significant other. I've been with him for about going on 3 years now, and we both have a 7 and an 8-year-old. He has his 8-year-old, and I have my 7-year-old.
And when you say significant other, are you married or are you dating?
No,
or
no. We're dating, and he has asked me to marry him. So that's, I guess I'd, I'm his fiance.
Did you say yes?
That just gives me anxiety, just that question.
All right. So,
that says a lot. So what is going on?
Well, you know, I mean, just like the people around me, I've seen and continue to see just a lot of like failed marriages and stuff like that. So I kind of came into a conclusion where I really don't believe in marriage, but I do believe in, you know, like, unifying our, you know, like ourselves as a family. And so that's why I said yes, but that gives me anxiety in on its own. And then we both are new to, you know, walking with God, walking with Jesus, and trying to get closer to him. Mm-hmm. So this is very, very, like, just like this last year, we had some very supernatural, like miracle-type things that happened in our lives. And you know, I personally told him, hey, like, if Jesus gives me another chance, then, you know, like, this is overtime, this is extra time. So now I have to devote my life to him. I'm indebted to him. And so I wanted to give my life to Jesus, and he's kind of on the same path, but we're just really lost, and we need guidance in that aspect. And then just kind of recovering from our past life, we weren't doing so great. It was clear to see that we didn't have God in our life. And then, so now we have all these little, you know, 7-year-old, 8-year-old, my godson, he's 10 and he lost his father at the age of 2. So he really, really needs, you know, like that male figure in his life, but he doesn't really have anybody to talk to him about God and stuff like that. And so it's just a lot of pressure for ourselves, like just saving our souls. And then we have like all of these little kids, you know, just kind of looking up to us. And
so you want to get your life in order, and you want to get your relationship in order, and you got a lot of kind of questions about how to make this all work, because you don't have a whole lot of great models in your life, and you're, you know, your past is your past. And it kind of leads you to feeling a lot of anxiety about how do you move forward in a more graceful way? How do you move forward in a way that allows you to feel confident about building this marriage and family life that you know you've kind of resisted in the past? So the first thing I want to say, this might surprise you, but when you say you used to not believe in marriage, I want to say this, and you say, well, you don't believe in marriage because of you've seen people break up and how it all falls apart and all that. I want to say this, there is no such thing as marriage.
It's not an it. It's not an object. It's not like an old car where, like, you're saying, well, I need a new car, but I need a used car. Does that mean it'll work, or am I going to get a lemon and it's going to fall apart?
Yeah,
it's all up
no
to, like,
it.
The history of that car.
Marriage isn't
it's
a thing.
Object.
It's a relationship. It's you and your spouse building something together. And it works as long as you show up for work every day. And it doesn't work if you stop showing up for work every day. There's no magic to it, okay? It's not, you know, I don't believe in marriage, or I do believe in marriage. It's marriage is what you make it. And if you promise that you're going to show up every day and keep showing up even when it's hard, even when you wish you could quit, even when you feel like you need to run away, it'll work, because that's how it works, you know? There's no thing, marriage, that works or doesn't work on its own. You know, if a marriage doesn't work, it's either because the couple starves it or takes it out in the backyard and shoots it.
Now, that doesn't mean that you aren't right to feel a little nervous because you didn't have a lot of skills, nor did you have God working with you. But you and this guy now have a desire to serve Jesus and love Jesus and make him part of your life and part of your relationship. So in dedicating yourself, not just to each other or trying to be better people, dedicating yourself to God and allowing him into that relationship and allowing the church to begin to teach you how to have that relationship, you're giving yourself a huge leg up that you never had before.
Which leads to the second suggestion I was going to make, which is I'd really like you to pick up a copy of our book, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, because what it talks about is what does a healthy Christian relationship really look like? What kinds of challenges might you expect to face? What are some important ways to kind of overcome those challenges? The book kind of gives a framework for what healthy, godly marriage should look like from the newlywed days to all the way to the retirement years. We walk you through the different stages of the marriage life cycle and give you a good sense of what it's all going to involve. It's kind of a roadmap, if you will, of the next 50 years of your life. And and if you haven't had great models in the past, or even if you have, honestly, it teaches you how to have the marriage God wants you to have. Because even if we come from the best family in the whole wide world, marriage is still a challenge because we're marrying somebody different, and we have to create a different life with them, right? So the most important thing is having a clear sense of what God is calling you guys to. And For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage will kind of give you that roadmap to help you get a sense of the lay of the land, but also begin to discern what God's calling you to. But the most important thing in to address the anxiety that you're facing whenever you talk about, you know, your worry that the marriage will work or won't work, again, the marriage isn't a thing. It's not an it. It doesn't exist on its own. You create it. And if you and your fiancé are intent on creating the best, godliest, most blessed marriage that you can imagine, and you keep showing up for work every day and doing that work and saying I do to each other, not just once, but every moment of every day, it'll work. And when I say that I do, you know, every moment of every day, what I mean is, you know, in the way we respond to each other as husband and wife, we either say I do again to each other, or we say I don't. You know, when you ask each other for help, if you say yes, you say I do. If you're feeling grumpy, but you try really hard to be generous and kind anyway, you say I do. If you're struggling with a problem, but you still work hard to take care of each other, even though it's hard, you say I do. You know, if you keep showing up for the relationship, even on the days when you don't feel like it, you say I do. When you do those little things to say, you know, I love you, or I'm thinking about you, or I care for you, even when you're really busy and distracted, you're saying I do. When you don't do those things, you say I don't. And marriages tend to not work out when that pile of I don'ts gets higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. So make sure you show up for each other every day, and make sure you keep saying I do, and make sure you get good support and good resources to help you educate yourself on what a healthy, godly, Christian marriage should look like. For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage will get you started. You can pick that up at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever good books are sold. But again, that's CatholicCounselors.com and the title For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage. But Bianca, you got nothing to worry about. With God on your side and the commitment you're making to each other to build a great and godly relationship, you're going to be okay.
You will. And the one other thing, and I can't leave you alone without telling you to do this. You're leaning into God. You got to start leaning into Him together. I want you to start praying together every day about everything. Just talk to God together about everything, about your anxiety about the kids and your godson and your nervousness about being together and wanting to love God more. And just bring it to the Lord together. Pray for each other and with each other. And you'll be amazed at how God comes into your relationship and heals so much stuff.
Thanks, Bianca. If there's more we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out. 877-573-7825. We're talking with you today about anxiety, and in particular, social anxiety, the nervousness, awkwardness, and worry we feel in our relationships when we're around other people. If you are experiencing that, or you're trying to support someone you care about who is, let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6.
We can say confidently, "The Lord is my help, and I will not be afraid. With God at my side, what can anyone do to me?"
Important words to hold on to. With God at our side, what can anyone do to us?
And that's Hebrews 13, 6, if you feel like writing it down or meditating on it some more. It's a good one to meditate on.
And when we come back, we are talking more with you about overcoming that anxiety that holds us back when More to Life continues on the other side of these messages.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 80% of the referral check to Ave Maria Radio and Students for Life. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 35 years of experience, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plans, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right. Well, my wife used Seton, some of our children. And I will tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT, 27% higher on English and reading. It is a rigorous program. At least now, 1.3 million students are homeschooled. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to setonhome.org. setonhome.org.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa. and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Good to be with you today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled First Impressions. We're talking about anxiety in general, but social anxiety in particular, and the worry we have about making good impressions or worrying about the impression that we made on others. And if you or someone you care about is dealing with social anxiety or any kind of anxiety, we're here to help you find the peace and confidence and joy that God wants for you. Let's talk it out, 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Kathy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Oklahoma, on Oklahoma Catholic Radio.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Well, I've been feeling lots of anxiety about my upcoming 25th wedding anniversary because I like to plan things and think about things, and my husband and I's marriage has just been on the rocks for a couple of years, and it's kind of one of these things that I don't know what to do about it, because it's like empty nester. My husband started dumping all the things on me that he'd swept under the rug for 20 years and wouldn't talk about. And a year ago he bought a house, but has only gone there for a week and then a few nights here and there, but not in a while. So it's like he told me a year ago that he had alcohol problems. And so I've been trying to do everything I can to be supportive, but we're just in this strange place where he keeps me at arm's length, but all the yelling and anger and all that is gone. But it's like I've got this anniversary, and I'd always thought we would do something really special, go somewhere.
Coming up against the 25th anniversary and all you thought it would be is causing you to take a much harder look at the fact that it sounds like for at least the last year, something shifted in him. He started just spewing all this stuff at you, letting you know that he's struggling with alcohol, buying a house without you, but then not leaving. You're living in chaos, and you're saying that the 25th anniversary is just shining a light on the chaos. You finally have a way to say, should be this, but it's not, rather than just kind of like being dragged along by the tide of all the chaos. It's making you really wake up to it a bit.
Well, and just the idea of, do I plan something? Do I go plan a trip and say, if you want to come, great. If you don't, I'm going anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's not ignore the elephant in the room, though, Kathy. You're worrying about the 25th anniversary party, but I mean, tell me, you said he has alcohol problems. What does that look like?
I think he tried to give it up for Lent, but it didn't last.
Yeah, no, that's not going to work. So what kind of professional help are you guys getting for all this mess that you're living in?
He won't go to counseling. He's been a few times.
What kind of professional help are you getting for this? I'm asking you.
Well, I'm going to counseling.
You are?
I'm going to counseling. Yes.
Okay.
I've done all kinds of things,
Is the counseling helping you learn how to set limits with this guy? Because it doesn't sound like it is.
It is helping. It is definitely helping, and I'm much better than I was a year ago, where I was devastated.
You do sound like you're struggling with what we would call a dependent personality, okay, which is where you're not able, not just codependence, but a dependent personality, where you're struggling to, be able to make decisions or set boundaries or even goals because you don't know where he stands. A healthy person would look at this guy and say, look, I love him and I am committed to this marriage, but I can't accept this kind of behavior from him, and therefore I need to make these decisions for him because he's not in any kind of position to make these decisions for himself. So, a healthy person would be setting the kind of boundaries that would making this relationship difficult for him to continue in this way and insist that he was in counseling, getting help for himself. You would be setting the kind of boundaries that said, look, you either need to choose the alcohol or you need to choose me, one or the other, but you can't be here if you're going to keep drinking. you would be setting the kind of boundaries that would make it hard for him to continue in this self-destructive and relationship-destructive behavior. So that's why I really want you to be working with this therapist that you're in with to learn how to set more effective boundaries. Because a lot of counselors, a lot of individual counselors especially, will say, well, you know, you can't do anything about other people, but you have to change yourself. And, I mean, strictly speaking, that's true. But by changing yourself, you do change other people. We do it all the time. And so if you get the right kind of help to make the right kind of changes in yourself, you can start seeing some pretty remarkable changes in your husband and the people around you as well. So I don't want you to worry about planning a big trip for your anniversary. I want you to invest all of your energy and time and money into fixing this marriage and getting this relationship into right order and learning how to set the kind of boundaries you need to set with this guy to get him healthy. Let's not worry about planning big trips and having big parties. Let's focus on getting the life in order so that you can celebrate the next 50 years together in a healthier way. Don't make the anthill the problem. It's the mountain that the anthill's sitting on top of. That's the real issue here, Kathy. Thanks for the call. We got to go. But if there's more we can do to support you or any of the other listeners who are struggling with anxiety, check out my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, and all the other resources we have at CatholicCounselors.com. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.